This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, says there's very little chance the Federal Reserve Board would ever consider negative interest rates. Powell saying they have a very good toolkit, and that's what they plan to use to navigate the current economic crisis. In early trading on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones average has been down about 200 points. The S&P 500 has fallen as well. Speaker Nancy Pelosi defending the massive new stimulus package that is being put forth by U.S. House Democrats. She says that it's not about politics.
It's a big ticket. It's a lot of money. American people are worth it.
Some severe storms expected above the plains and Midwest later today. The National Weather Service forecasting severe thunderstorms from West Texas to parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and the northwest corner of Missouri. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. And get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Already shut down since mid-March, the Broadway theaters in New York are now going to stay closed at least through September 6th because of the coronavirus. Elijah Lewis is one of the thousands of actors who remain off the job.
I'm a graphic arts and design company that I own and I run, which is, you know, still been working. But a lot of my friends and some of my colleagues, you know, don't. That's the question. What do we do now?
Because of coronavirus concerns, Paul Manafort is now going to serve the rest of his prison sentence at home. The 71-year-old former campaign chairman for President Trump has been serving his more than 7-year sentence at a federal lockup in Pennsylvania for charges stemming from special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Manafort's sentence is expected to run through at least 2024. Checking stocks again, they are mixed in early trading after the Fed chair says the central bank won't consider negative interest rates. And this is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You've no doubt heard that airlines are in big trouble given the pandemic, but airplanes in general are too. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun says the coronavirus pandemic has left the airline industry in dire straits.
Apocalyptic does actually accurately describe the moment. I don't think it describes the recovery.
Calhoun, speaking there on NBC's Today Show, he also says that it could take 3 to 5 years before passengers are in the air at pre-pandemic levels.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Israel today, where he's to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and leader Benny Gantz. The three plan to discuss efforts by both nations in response to COVID-19 and security issues related to Iran. Secretary Pompeo, the first senior Trump administration official to travel outside of the United States during the coronavirus pandemic. And forecasters are predicting the first tropical storm of the season could hit Florida and the Bahamas as early as this weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying what would become Tropical Storm Arthur has a 50% chance of forming in the next 5 days. The official start of the Atlantic hurricane season's not till the 1st of June. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Will Chesney is back with us, author of No Ordinary Dog, my partner from the SEAL teams to the Bin Laden raid. No Ordinary Dog is a powerful true story of a SEAL team operator and military dog handler and the dog that saved his life. Will, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. It was May 2011, a day that I'm sure you will long remember, and many others. It was probably one of the few recent times that America could unite under the red, white, and blue, and we celebrated the death of one Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, it was definitely good to see people come back together.
Well, after the mission, as you say, there was only one name that was made public, and the name was of the military working dog.
Yeah, Cairo's name was released to the media, and afterwards, people did a few articles that weren't completely accurate, so it's an honor to be able to tell a story, get the truth out there, an ordinary dog, and the feedback's been really positive, so I'm glad we did a good job.
Well, and the thing was also, if the truth be known, Will, and here you are part of the SEAL team, and the SEAL team has been notoriously private for obvious reasons, you know, for protection, to, you know, guard the mission, and we have missions all over the world that the SEAL teams are involved in, and unfortunately, SEAL Team 6 became, you know, revealed, even though we talk about Cairo, because of, you know, I don't know, political interest or intrigue, call it what you want. But I thought it was dangerous when I first heard about it. And, of course, subsequently, we know what happened to many of the members of SEAL Team 6.
Oh, this book is just about Cairo.
Yeah. I know. Yes. Okay. And I was only giving you an opportunity if you wanted to say, but certainly the, you know, let's focus on Cairo, you know, this is what the book is all about.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So tell us about Cairo.
So Cairo was a Belgian Malinois. I received him in my time as a SEAL. We used him for explosive detection and man odor. So we, I was just basically there to let him do his thing, use his nose to the best of his ability. It was my job to put him in those positions.
How old was he when he joined the team?
He's probably around 3 to 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of training do dogs like Cairo undergo?
They go through a lot of the same training that we do with SEALs in the teams. The dogs have to go everywhere that we need to go, so we'll go skydiving with them. We have little rigs set up for specifically them to keep them comfortable. Mm-hmm. And we leave the professional jumpers to let them take care of the dogs. There's no reason to get a dog hurt or a person hurt.
Exactly.
So let's make sure they're around explosions and around gunfire quite often. Just make sure they're comfortable around the guys and working. They're with one big family. Training is a huge part of our life.
Mm-hmm. And you say they go through a lot of the similar training that the SEALs do, including the water training, right?
They have to get wet here and there. Yeah, we put them in the water to make sure they're comfortable swimming and all that stuff. Maybe getting on boats and being hoisted and lifted and being in dark places. Well, there's quite a bit of training that these dogs have to go through.
Well, before May, when you received the notice that you were going to be part of Operation Neptune Spear, in fact, it wasn't even given a title immediately. It was just you went into training. Tell our audience about this and how it came about and how Operation Neptune Spear came into being.
I was just there to do my job. Like I said, it wasn't just a job. It was basically my life. So we were always training, being prepared for anything to happen. And we were told what it was. It was just who we were going after was a little bit more of a valuable target, and we knew the stakes might be a little bit higher, and we planned accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Did you know it was Osama bin Laden you were going after, or just a high-value target?
We knew it was possibly him that we were going after. Mm-hmm. I think there was a good chance of something.
So you had a good idea that it was OBL that you were going after. And so on that early morning mission, as you guys came in into Pakistan, into his compound, there were two helicopter units, right, that went in?
Yeah, we had a lot of confidence in the intel that we had been provided. Those people did an amazing job. And just the dedication they put in, we were fairly confident. And yeah, we were on a helicopter that did not crash. So
yes.
When we arrived, we landed and started doing perimeter sweeps.
Mm-hmm. And with you, you had Cairo with you as you're doing these sweeps, right?
I sure did. Yeah, he was out there working, and I was just watching him work, looking for any change of behavior, for any odors he might be picking up.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here it is. I mean, it's got to be a tough situation, even though you were well rehearsed, well practiced. It wasn't like you had 20 minutes to notice. You had time, and you had a good idea of the layout, and more than a good idea of the layout of the compound, and how you needed to assess the threats and eliminate those threats. And of course, we have heard from the report since then that you were most effective. Except for the one helicopter that went down, as you said.
Everybody was effective, even the helicopter that went down. The pilots did an amazing job saving everybody. The guys didn't skip a beat. Those guys are, I don't like to talk about myself. There's guys that did way more stuff on the team than I did. I'll talk about Cairo, but for that to happen and those guys not skip a beat, and obviously the mission got accomplished, it was an amazing thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
I'm honored to be able to tell the story.
You're such a seal, Will. You are, which is great, because it is about team and everybody there, playing their key role, including Cairo. So as Cairo is doing the sweep of the compound, Cairo actually went inside. Now, was Cairo able to identify Osama bin Laden? Did he get up that high into the compound, into the building?
We got up pretty high into the building. Like I said, a lot of the stuff is classified. We had to get everything approved through the Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you write a book like this, I mean, it's not all of a sudden you just write it and you turn it in like a term paper. It has to go through its process where the Department of Defense is going to review it to make sure that nothing of a security nature is compromised, right?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were writing this book, I mean, or even the first idea of writing No Ordinary Dog, how did that come about for you? Was this like some 3 o'clock in the morning inspiration, or what was it that motivated you to write this book?
Just seeing a few things out there that weren't completely accurate, as I said, and possibly some people claimed to have him. And I just realized that he's got a great story. wanted to do it right, and I think it's a piece of history. I read books before joining the military, and this is a great story for anybody who's a dog lover, anybody looking to join the military or be a handler or anything. So.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go a quick break. We've got more from the SEAL himself with an author of No Ordinary Dog after this. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? And the VA, along with Prevents, is calling for you to help inspire a national challenge. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Post a photograph or video on your social media channels of what you are doing to take care of yours and your fellow veterans' emotional well-being. Show us what works for you. It might be yoga, painting, running, singing, video chatting with loved ones, walking your dog, baking cookies, movie time with your family. One size does not fit all, but we all need to practice things that helps maintain good mental health during this challenging time. Be creative, serious, funny, or touching. Hashtag more than ever before and challenge your friends, colleagues, and family members to join the challenge. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent we are. I am Bill Martinez, and Will Chesney continues with us, author of No Ordinary Dog, my partner from the SEAL teams to the Bin Laden raid. Amazing what happened in May of 2011. You know, you look back on this, Will, and you know, and I, as I do, and I go, wow, I can't believe it was 9 years ago.
Yeah, I know, right? I was really realize that. I donated Cairo's vest to the 9/11 Museum. Oh. Talking with the great people there, it just reminded me, like a lot of children don't realize what happened. Mm-hmm. And donating certain items they can relate to definitely helps get the message across of what happened. So
I can tell that Cairo is still with you.
Yeah, I have his ashes. He goes quite a few places with me. I don't fly with him mm-hmm. too much because going through security kind of gets weird sometimes. But yeah, I drive quite a few places, and he still goes with me quite a few places as well. But we have a special place for him in our home as well.
Well, I can tell he's with you in your heart. I mean, you two became such a team and so joined together. That's got to be, an emotional, consequence for you in a positive way to have, as you say, perfectly titled, No Ordinary Dog.
Yeah, for sure. He was definitely close to my heart. He was part of the team. Every member of the team was close to my heart.
Yeah.
We were one big family doing an important job. And
What was so uniquely special about Cairo?
I think a lot of people only know Cairo of the Laden mission, but there's so much more to him than that. He had gotten shot even before the mission, and it also tells a little bit about his personality, about how he could turn it on and off. He could turn it on when it was time to go to work and put on the vest, and he could turn it off when it was time to come home. Not all dogs have that ability.
Right.
And then it also goes, even after he got retired, there's certain things that people should know. Mm. I think we did a good job.
Yeah, and I think that some people are finding out that when the dogs are retired, I mean, to me it would be like a no-brainer that, if you wanted to take possession of Cairo, that would be a no-brainer. But there was a process for you to be able to, take Cairo home with you, was there not?
Yeah, these are working animals, so you always treat them with the proper respect that they deserve. They can't just go to any home. There's good people that work at the command that makes evaluations of the dogs and what home they're going to go to make sure they're the right fit. And if I was still working as a SEAL, I might not have been able to take Cairo home because I would have been too busy.
Yes.
I was going through my own medical process at the time, and Cairo was able to come home with me because I was, luckily, I had great bosses that let me go to my medical appointments. And I got Cairo home, and he was kind of, I got to take care of him towards the end of his life, and he took care of me as well. It was good to have him home. And, it was really good to have him home.
How many dogs are in service in the military in our country? Do you have an idea, roughly?
That's a good question. I don't know. There's quite a few. I mean, I said there's military working dogs, there's police canines, and even service dogs. There's quite a few service dogs that are quite beneficial, do amazing things.
Yeah. Well, you received a Silver Star and a Purple Heart, as you were referring, that you had an injury that you were overcoming and getting through the process. And here you got your best friend, basically, in Cairo, coming alongside. Was the Silver Star that was awarded to you as a result of this mission in 2011?
Yes, I received the Silver Star during my time in the Navy, but we don't really do it for the medals. It was really
cool. Of course
cool.
Not. Right.
But, yeah, it was just an honor to be able to do the mission and be there with the guys.
And the Purple Heart was as a result of the mission as well?
No, that was I was blown up in 2012 by a hand grenade. Mm. But that's when I received the Purple Heart. Kind of the end of my military career.
Kind of a an exclamation as you're leaving the military after all your service. Well, I'll tell you, not only Cairo is no ordinary dog, but you're no ordinary servant of the military and part of the SEAL teams with its rich history. What would you tell Will? What would you say to young boys or girls who have ambition to be part of a SEAL team?
I say if that's what you really want, go for it. That's the best thing I did. I was just a kid from a trailer park in Southeast Texas. You find out what you really want in life, something that you basically don't have to get paid to do, and you just go and give it all you got. And if it works out, it works out. And if not, well, it's just, as long as you gave it all you got. But that's what I did. If anybody joining the military or wanted to dog handle, it could be a SEAL especially. Mm-hmm. But you got to make sure you want it.
Well, there's no denying. I mean, I think some of us have had a glimpse of what, you know, aspiring SEAL team members go through and buds. And, you know, I was just reading a book from Dan Crenshaw, which, you know, he says, admittedly, his book isn't so much about the SEALs or, you know, about government. It's just about life, you know, things that he learned and that were sealed up within his personality. And, you know, what he went through in buds training, he says, yes, you know, you hear that it's hell, but you don't know what hell is until you're in the middle of it. And, you know, and other SEAL team members that I've been honored to speak with and, you know, to go through the process. For me, being a former Marine, you know, I was sharing with one other SEAL. I said, for us, that first night when they picked us up, there were 87. And 12 weeks later, only 23 of us made it through. Attrition rate, much more severe with the SEALs, but nonetheless, an attrition rate, and you see, you know, you see young men grow up to be big men and mature very quickly within 12 weeks as a result of the training. And I imagine for you even more so because of the intensity and, you know, the pressure, not to mention the constant reminder by all the instructors that, hey, you can quit and there's hot coffee and donuts waiting for you, right?
Anytime you want. So you know all about the brotherhood and the bond it builds when you're in that kind of situation, for sure. But I think why the bond gets built so much is probably the sense of humor that you have to get through all the tough times, right? So
Dan talks about it as dark humor. You know, he says there's something about SEALs. We all have dark humor, you know. So, and I can appreciate that because there's certain things, you know, we wouldn't talk about. You know, we wouldn't talk about your Purple Heart, but I'm sure a fellow SEAL would, you know, would have something to say to kind of make fun of you, but you would all take it in stride and laugh about it.
He would never make fun of the fact that I have 2 Forrest Gump wounds. Like, that's where I got hit by the grenade. So, you know, I would never. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah,
right.
No, but that's it's just the nature, you know, of what it is. But, you know, I am so grateful for, you know, what you have endured and gone through and the example that you represent, what you represent to other Americans. I mean, to think, you know, at the end of the day, what are we talking about? 1/4 of 1% of humanity, less than that, of the people here in America, you know, people who consider themselves patriots, to go on to become, you know, a SEAL team member and to do what you guys do. I mean, it's so specialized and unique. And then on top of that, you know, for you as an added bonus, we have no ordinary dog like Cairo coming along, right?
Yeah, it was quite a feat to get there, and it was an honor to be around such great men. And even getting there is like the 1%ers, and then getting to work with an animal like that was just really, it was pretty good. Not bad coming from Southeast Texas.
What a success story and a legacy that you have for you and your family now, Will. I'll tell you, it really is an honor to have some time with you to talk about this book, No Ordinary Dog, my partner from the SEAL teams to the Bin Laden raid. What do you want people to take away as a final summary of this book? What would you hope for them to get, you know, from your book that you wrote?
I just want them to know a little bit of Cairo's story, the truth, piece of history, just what these amazing animals are capable of. Just not just the military and the police working dogs. There's animals are great, and what they can do for us, that's really great stuff. I'd like to draw attention to that. And also tell us a little bit about my personal story as well. Mm-hmm. And kind of my transition out of the Navy wasn't the easiest transition. So there's a lot of good people out there, and there's a lot of great things that can get you through some tough times. And if telling my story helps anybody out, then I'll tell it until I'm no longer needed.
Well, the book will link it at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Will Chesney, author of No Ordinary Dog, my partner from the SEAL teams to the Bin Laden raid. Thanks, Will, for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck
with their health plan. It costs too much. They just don't like it for whatever reason. Well, great news. You're not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with more than 400,000 members. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. You can save a lot. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, says there's very little chance the Federal Reserve Board would ever consider negative interest rates. Powell saying they have a very good toolkit, and that's what they plan to use to navigate the current economic crisis. In early trading on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones average has been down about 200 points. The S&P 500 has fallen as well. Speaker Nancy Pelosi defending the massive new stimulus package that is being put forth by U.S. House Democrats. She says that it's not about politics.
It's a big ticket. It's a lot of money. American people are worth it.
Some severe storms expected above the plains and Midwest later today. The National Weather Service forecasting severe thunderstorms from West Texas to parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and the northwest corner of Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, as we're all dealing with this pandemic, it's important to realize that stress can do an incredible amount of damage to our health and well-being. And joining us today is Dr. Ken Redcross. He's back with us, yes, a practicing physician who is teaming up with Boren USA to discuss more natural ways to relieve stress. Now, Dr. Redcross is the author of Bond, the four cornerstones of a lasting and caring relationship with your doctor, and the founder of Red Cross Concierge, a thriving practice that treats executives, athletes, entertainers, as well as individuals from all walks and stages of life. Dr. Ken Redcross, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. How are you? Thanks for having me back. Hello, everyone out there.
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm managing the stress level. I'm actually doing pretty good. You know, I will say that on a scale of one to me, you know, so it's good that we're talking about this because, you know, it's interesting. I got to tell you this, Ken. You know, I came from California and from California, I now live in Florida. In California, of course, we deal with earthquakes, right? They come and they go.
Yeah.
They're gone in a couple of days, right? Now I come to Florida, and you know, during hurricane season, and you think you're in the middle of a Super Bowl or something because you get 10 days of all this hyperbole about hurricanes coming in. I'm thinking, my goodness, you're raising the stress level on an older population, about 20% are senior citizens here in the
state. Exactly.
And you are going to cause mass cardiac arrest from all the hyper. Yeah, exactly. And here we are with the coronavirus been going on for, what, 6-8 weeks. Been the same thing. I mean, we get all this bad news and we're just, you know, amping up the stress levels on the people here.
No, we are. are, and everyone, if anyone knows me, Bill, and follows me, they know I don't believe in bad news. Everything, we can always find a positive. And so that's why I wanted to come on, because there were two important things. I wanted to make sure that we shared a few stress relief strategies, and also to recognize that there are a few over-the-counter homeopathic medications that can also make a difference. So we're only talking positivity here, Bill. Doom and gloom.
Well, good. Well, now that we've set the stage for it, let's talk about how stress can affect our health.
Yeah, now look, we always here in the United States, especially when I talk to my friends over in Europe, we tend to think of stress as a badge of honor almost, like you're supposed to be stressed if you're working hard. But stress can contribute to coronary artery disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, so we don't want to deal with that. We want to think about some strategies that we can do to decrease our stress and not bring it in our lives as well, and that's the important thing.
Okay, Ken, we're taking notes, so tell us what we need to do to handle stress.
All right, so look, on the homeopathic side of things, guys, don't necessarily go to your doctor and think that you need a prescription. There are some over-the-counter meds such as Sedalia. Sedalia helps to relieve some nervousness or hypersensitivity or even irritability that we sometimes can get with stress. Another homeopathic medication that's made by Boron is called Quietude. And I mention this one in particular, Bill, because when you have patients, especially a lot of mine who are dealing with stress, they have issues with sleep, and Quietude helps with occasional sleeplessness or even if your sleep is somewhat restless. Now, these are important because there's nothing worse than prescribing something for a patient and then they wake up the next morning with some sort of grogginess. It almost kind of defeats the purpose. So think about things that are kind of closer to the earth, like Sedalia and Quietude. Now, when you think about some other strategies, Bill, one of the things I'd love to talk to patients about is sitting down and creating what I call a gratitude journal. Because back to that thing that we're talking about making everyone all scared and looking at doom and gloom, when you write that gratitude journal, Bill, and write something that you're thankful for, and you look back a month later, you're like, you know, things really aren't so bad right now.
Exactly.
I forgot. You forget about your wins unless you kind of look at that gratitude journal.
No,
the
that's
other
a great
thing
one.
That I mentioned to patients. Yeah, the other thing I mentioned to patients is random acts of kindness, Bill. And you're a kind guy, so I know you do that all the time already. But that's important too, to make yourself feel good and make sure that we're bringing each other up.
No, especially in these times, because, you know, little acts of kindness, especially when the stress levels are this high and we're dealing with what we're dealing with, you know, the opposite of what's going on. So when there is stress and you have calm, the calm, it doesn't take a whole lot. It's just all you need to have is, you know, 2% more calm than the guy next to you, and you really stand out, right?
No, you're absolutely right, Bill. And the other thing, when you're talking about calm, the other thing I mentioned is meditating. Mm-hmm. Meditation doesn't have to be a big production, everyone. 5 minutes alone, sitting in your car, just being there with yourself, taking in the fresh air, just being happy with where you are right now and focusing on that is so, so important, because we're always stuck in this thing of life, running. Well, if there's one good thing with the coronavirus, everyone, it slowed us down, and we've had the opportunity to spend time with family. And really, life is about family. So
exactly.
That's the other positive nugget we want to take from this.
Well, and that's the thing, as you mentioned earlier, with anything that comes our way, if you have eyes prepared to be open to see the opportunity, you can benefit in a long way. And because it doesn't matter. My dad taught me a long time ago when we were growing up. He says, look, you can always look for the opportunity no matter what comes your way, because without exception, opportunity is there, but you'll miss it if you're so stressed out that you can't relax. And this is why, you know, prayer, meditation that you talk about is important. Journaling is important, because you'd be surprised what what thoughts come about as you're journaling, and suddenly a nugget comes your way and you note it, and you may act on it then, but later on it may be a nugget for something to be used down the road, and you go, gosh, I'm just so brilliant.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. And you know, the important thing as well, like you're mentioning, when you're going back to that journal, you start to realize that you're actually pretty darn fortunate when there's a lot of other people in the world. But once again, you forget that, everyone. We forget that. And so journaling and writing that gratitude list is a really big deal. In fact, Bill, I'm very thankful for the rough times sometimes. You know why?
Yes.
Because without the rough times, I wouldn't be able to appreciate the good ones.
Exactly.
And so I think that's the important part that we all should be focused on, especially while we are dealing with the coronavirus, because this too shall pass.
Yes.
But what are we going to learn from it, and what are some of the good things we're going to take from it when it's all over and said and done?
You know, those were the three great words that was shared with the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. He sent out his wise men. He said, hey, look it, come back with something. I want to have a nugget of life that I can hold on to. Do you guys know? And they said, well, you know, let us think about it, Mr. President, and we'll come back. The next day they come back and say, I think we got it. And he says, okay, what is it? And he goes, this too shall pass.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love it. I love words to live by.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, too, you know, the old acrostic about fear, you know, false evidence appearing real. This is the thing also that we need to consider and why you can abandon that stress and be positive about things, because so much of what we fear just does not happen, as you said earlier.
No, it doesn't. And that's why I say it's important, because on the medical side of things, Bill, you know, if patients who are new to me or what have you think that they need a prescription to make things better. But we just talked about two homeopathic remedies that are available over the counter that you can take for yourself that don't require that, and that we do not have to worry about them being sedating, such as Sedalia, which I mentioned for nervousness. And for quietude, the other big thing, like I said, is there's no risk of dependency. Yes. As you know, here in the United States, we had a challenge with that and still are battling that, even though it's getting better. But look at some of these things that are closer to the earth, everyone. We don't need a pill to always make to feel better. This is something that we can all get through together.
Yeah, it's the problem, you know, like President Trump said, if you find that the cure is worse than the disease, and in this case, this is particularly important because, you know, if you're taking drugs that, you know, debilitate you or addict you, you know, how does that help you out, as opposed to all you need is maybe just a little bridge just to get on the other side of that stressor, so that you can realize, hey, look, you have it within yourself to overcome these obstacles, and you're all the better for it in the end run, right?
No, you really are, and this is a time for us all to get stronger, emotionally and spiritually. And I'm not necessarily talking about religion in that way, Bill. I just mean spiritually, and whatever makes you happy, whatever your life purpose is. Right now, you have time to think about it and focus on that. Mm-hmm. And once again, be appreciative for the time that we all have now while we're, you know, we're still kind of cooped up a little bit, even though I know we're kind of opening up the world a bit and seeing if we can get back to a little bit of normalcy.
Exactly. Dr. Ken Redcross has been with us. Ken, where can they go to connect with you?
Sure. My website is drkenredcross.com, and my Twitter or Instagram or Facebook is at Dr. Ken Redcross. By all means, reach out and say hello.
He is the author of Bond, the Four Cornerstones of Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctors, and the founder of Red Cross Concierge, Dr. Ken Redcross. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89%. 9% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Packages start at $39.99 a month for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Oh.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got a real treat for you. I like what David Baldacci, number one New York Times bestselling author, had to say about Scott Turow's new book. He says, since Presumed Innocent rocked the publishing world, Scott Turow has cemented his status as a writer with few peers in any genre. Now the master is back with a brilliant courtroom chess match that shows us the human quotient in all its rot and virtue. The Last Trial is a first-class legal thriller, he concludes. Well, Scott, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. David had lots of praise here for The Last Trial.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have to say, although it's rare, Baldacci, but the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Chicago Tribune have said equally kind things about The Last Trial. So I'm feeling that I did a good job.
It's hard to deny excellence, Scott. So, hey, look, we'll do a victory lap, and our audience will be eager to get their hands on your book. Last time I checked, they've got some additional downtime, and they're staying at home. So this would be a good time to read your book and, follow up, especially those who already know you from your previous writings and success. They're going to enjoy this latest book, The Last Trial.
Well, I appreciate your saying that. It's hard, Bill, right now to know what is going on in the book business. Mm-hmm. I myself have been spending a lot more time reading, but people are, first of all, preoccupied, mm-hmm. in many cases anxious. And there are a lot of bookstores that, just can't open their doors yet. Mm-hmm. So it's not an ideal time to be publishing. But as I said, I'm happy that so many readers and critics seem to think this is a good book.
Well, you know, at a time like with anything, Scott, you know, comes opportunity in the midst of any kind of stress and chaos, if you want to identify it as such. And, you know, this could open, you know, your work to new readers and, you know, because traditional, you know, avenues have been pinched off. But that doesn't mean that people have decided not to read anymore. I mean, I'm hearing repeatedly people are enjoying this downtime and catching up on some of their reading. So I think that's positive.
No, I think that's very positive. You know, among my many pastimes has been the Authors Guild. I've been, I was president of the Guild. I spent a lot of time and still do on the board of the Guild. And among our big concerns has been the concentration in the publishing and bookselling industries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been a critic of Amazon for a while. They are a great company, and I have to say, among the many kind reviewers for the last trial has been Amazon itself, and I'm grateful for their editorial independence. But the problem with a period like this one is that it makes the dominant online creature, which is Amazon, even more powerful. And you know, they have their own agenda. They have gotten into the publishing business. They've gotten into the bookstore business. And it's natural once you take those kinds of positions that you try to squeeze out the competition.
Right.
So unfortunately, the pandemic, or as I sometimes refer to it lately as the damn-demic, has strengthened their hand. On the other hand, let us be fair and admit that they've done a phenomenal job in serving American consumers, especially now when so many people are dependent on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a complicated picture.
It really is, and you bring up a good point here, and we'll try not to belabor the topic here, but that is in terms of a level playing field and these small, you know, bookstores, these community neighborhood bookstores that we promote, you know, quite often because we interview a lot of authors like yourself, and we promote the local bookstore. You know, we feel like they should be supported. And right now, yes, it's a double-edged sword. We're thankful that Amazon is still in business, that they're still delivering books. That's a good thing. But, you know, what about the community bookstore? Because that community bookstore has been such a mainstay for, you know, communities, you know, for decades. And now because of, you know, COVID-19, the damn-demic, I'm going to steal that from you. I like that. You know, that here they are. I mean, their very existence is threatened. And I think that, you know, that could be a loss. You know, that we'll never recover, and maybe we'll just, you know, tell our grandkids, you know, later on about the great times of local bookstores. And I think that would be a sad story to tell.
So I'm talking to you in Naples, Florida, one of the most affluent communities in the United States. And there is not an independent bookstore down here. There's a wonderful Barnes & Noble, that serves the reading community well, but the fact that there's not an independent store here is a story that's true in a lot of middle-sized cities around the United States. And independent bookstores have been the lifeblood of our literary community in two different ways. The first is that they are a source of independent rather than nationalized corporate judgment on books. And I would not be having this conversation with you were it not for the independent bookstores that championed first my book, 1L, and then my first novel, Presumed Innocent. And the second thing, and the incredibly important aspect of your community bookstore is it's a place to take kids and let them reach up on the shelf and get the feel and smell of a new book and understand the thrill of that. They can go to the library, of course, and, you know, pull books benefit of experiencing what it means to see new books come in each week.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to be a poorer country if we allow the death of independent bookstores to continue.
I would agree. Scott Turow is with us. We're talking about, of course, community bookstores, but primarily we also wanted to talk about The Last Trial, your latest book. Tell our audience about that.
The Last Trial is about Sandy Stern, who first appeared in my novels as Rusty Savage's defense lawyer. He was played so beautifully in the movie of Presumed Innocent by Raul Julia. But Sandy is no longer the sort of handsome and you know, formidable figure that Raul played him as being. He's now 85 years old, walks with a cane, and is trying what he has vowed to his family will be his very last trial. And he's representing an old friend, a man named Kirill Pafko, a former Nobel Prize winner in medicine, who has been accused of fraud, insider trading, and murder by the government because he secured approval for a significant anti-cancer medication with altered trial results. And he's hidden the fact that, yes, the medication helps people, and some people, like Stern himself, remarkably, but it also kills a significant number along the way. And so it presents the pivotal issue we're spending so much time talking about in the, you know, era of COVID-19.
Exactly.
About, you know, how does the government approve drugs, and is it good enough that something helps when it also hurts? And,
you're right. Exactly. Well, the timing of your story, I mean, do you find it quite quite interesting that you have this, you know, this collision of stories, COVID-19, and meanwhile you wrote this book, what, a year ago?
Yeah. No, I finished about a year ago, and I, you know, there's it's always good for an author when you're lucky in this way, when, you know, current events collide with your novel.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that I learned a lot about the drug approval process, and mostly, you know, this is a novel about a, I think, exciting courtroom case. And a man who's confronting, you know, the end of his life. But I, for the time it spends with the drug approval process, and it spends a lot of it.
Right.
There are no easy answers there, and it's a complicated system, and it's more important, morally complicated. I don't know how you answer that question of, do you shorten a few lives in order to lengthen many more. You know, that's a big question, and frankly, it's one we're wrestling with, you know, even beyond drug approval, but the question of opening up, you know, our society and our businesses again.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Where do you take the risks?
Well, congratulations on The Last Trial. So, Last Trial, where can they go for more information? The website?
Well, it's ScottTurow.com, ScottTurow.com, and
well, Scott, thank you for the time and the book, The Last Trial. Scott Turow, right here. Thank you, Scott. Be blessed.
Right.
Bye.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
frustrated.